Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership today. My name is Kyle. How could I assist you?
Good afternoon. My name is Sandy Shemp. I got charged for a membership again, and I'm not interested in keeping it.
Can I have your email address?
SandiShemp, D as in David, 43@gmail.com.
Can I have your last name?
Shemp, S-C-H-E-M-P-P.
Give me one moment.
Sure.
What's your first name?
Sandra.
I'm not finding an account right now. Can you repeat that email address for me right now?
Sure. SandiShemp, D as in David, 43@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to repeat that back to you, okay?
Sure.
So that's S as in Sam, A, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, I, S as in Sam, G, H, E, M as in Mary.
No. Oh. It's my name. It's Sandy Shemp.
All right. Okay, I did locate an account here for you at 6233 Lowry Street, site 150.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I do have an account here for you. I do apologize for the inconvenience there at the beginning. What can I do for you today? It's an expired account right now.
Well, you charged me again for it. You just pulled it out of my account.
And
I got an email from you saying that you had charged me for my membership. You should give us like a 3-day notice to let us know you're going to be. I haven't used Crafty since Angela Walters left.
I'm just checking on your account now. Give me one moment. See what I can find out. Well, for this account here, I don't have any credit card information on file for you. Could it possibly be under any other account or email address?
No. That's the email. That is the address that you sent the email to me telling me you were going to renew my membership. And you were charging me, I think it was $79.99. And if we wanted to cancel, this was the number they gave me on the email that you sent me.
Gotcha. Okay. Can we do some research? Give me one moment, okay?
Sure.
And you're sure the charge that you're referring to has gone through?
Yeah.
Okay. For $79.99?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was done recently, right?
It was like Friday, and I tried to call Saturday morning.
Gotcha.
And of course, you guys were closed.
Yes, ma'am. Was this through PayPal by chance?
Yeah.
What's your PayPal email address?
My PayPal email address.
Yes, ma'am.
I have not a clue.
Okay. Let me see. I gotta see if I gotta find different accounts.
Okay.
So well, let me see.
I can pull up my email that I got from you.
No, ma'am, that wouldn't help. It's got to be a different email address. Give me one
it's
moment.
It's not it. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see here.
Are you sure it's for Crafty as well?
Sure. This is the email that I got. This is the telephone number that they gave me.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay, so you successfully sent a payment. Hello, Sandra Shemp. You sent a payment for $79.99 to Crafty LLC transaction number. Do you want that?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to use that.
Invoice
but it is.
Number?
No, ma'am.
Then why do you bother giving us these numbers?
I personally wouldn't be able to use it. But if
okay.
there's not another email address, then
it
what...
says Westfield Bank X-6575, $79.99. You
okay.
have 180 days from this date of the transaction to open a dispute in the Resolution Center.
Is that from PayPal?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an email address on that email?
No. But I just looked it up. I'm going to see if I can get you an email address.
All right.
Please be patient.
No, no problem. You're not a problem. I'm still here.
Thank you. Okay, so it was an automatic payment, but I don't know how to find, I don't know how to find my PayPal email address. There's nothing on here for an email address. There's a debit card, link to card, make an impact.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
But
well,
PayPal paid it.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got it right here.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to be doing is I'm still going to submit your refund just to see if our financial team can submit a refund here, even though I can't see the charge on your account.
Okay.
I'm going to get them to look for it with your email address here, Sandy
Shemp. D43.
Right.
Okay, it was on February 19th. It was an automatic payment for $79.99. It went through PayPal. I don't know what else I can give you for information. Let me see
yes,
if I click on this, what happened.
February 19th, you say?
February 19th, yes, sir.
What's the last four digits with the card?
That's on a different page. Here we go. 6575.
Okay.
Manage Crafty LLC payments, transaction, seller, invoice, purchase details, the status of your case.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and submit this. If we can't find anything, we'll be emailing you, okay?
Okay. Do you need the transaction number or anything like that? Because I've got all that. I've got an invoice ID.
Well, you could go ahead and just screenshot that and send it to our email address if you'd like.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Are you on a computer right now?
I am.
Okay.
You're talking to somebody who's old here.
What kind of computer do you have?
HP.
All right, give me one moment.
Can I?
All right. So the button that you would need to press at the same time, you would need to press control, the control button, and then the print screen button at the top. Do you see the print screen button next to F12?
Oh, where'd it go? Oh, are you kidding me?
Did you find
Hold
it?
On. No. I lost everything.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. I hate computers. I'm almost there.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, I got that screen back. Okay, so you want control and print?
Yeah, you see the control print screen? Do you see the print screen button?
Yeah.
Yeah, so press control and print screen at the same time.
Okay.
And that should get you an image there.
Yeah, it just says now I can print it. I don't want to print it out. You want to see this, not me.
Mm. Let me see.
Okay, so this is what I did. I hit control and P, right? P as in Peter?
No, ma'am.
Oh. What did you tell me to hit?
So there's a button next to your F12 at the top, at the very top of your keyboard. That's print screen.
Where's the F12? Oh, God, those numbers are so little.
It's on the right side of your keyboard, above your arrows.
Above my arrows.
Yes, at the very top.
F12?
It's next to F12, yeah.
Next to it. Like
on the right side.
Oh, print screen.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
And then you would press your do you see the four little boxes at the bottom left next to control?
Yep.
Yeah, press that and that at the same time.
All at the same time. It's not doing anything, sir.
So whenever you press the Windows key and the print screen, it doesn't do anything?
It blinks.
So okay. Oh, go ahead and open an image.
Open an image.
Let's see.
How about it? Can I just copy this and can I copy this? Can I put this on? Can I just put it in an email and send it to you?
Yes, ma'am. You could probably just forward it, to be honest with
okay.
you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Email. That I know how to do.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was trying to teach you something new, you know?
I know, but sometimes, you know. I thought I was doing it right.
It's fine. No, forwarding will be fine as well. I didn't even think about that, to be honest. Forwarding is fine. Would you like the email address?
Yeah, hold on. I'm getting into my email account.
Okay.
Okay, give me your email account.
So it's going to be craftsy at sign.
Yep.
Program dash director.net.
All right, I will send this off to you.
All right. Was there anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you for your help.
All right, ma'am. You have a nice rest of your day. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Right.